never would have guessed in a million years that repeatedly banging your heads into the things, into each other for years on end, could be bad for you.
What?
I did a bunch of years in high school, and I'm fine.
What?
JC, your pants are off. Put your pants back on.
Oh, God.
What?
We're all figments of JC's imagination.
Who?
Richard, did you play football too?
No, I played rugby, so you just rip your tendons or potentially break your neck. You don't get concussions all the time.
Yeah, there's no long-term...
Also, ears, teeth. But usually, you know, the brain damage required to actually play rugby in the first place completely engulfs any further traumatic injury to the cerebral cortex that one could possibly develop.
You've got to be pretty brain damaged in the first place, and if you're not, you'll probably die playing it as opposed to 10 years after the fact.
Yeah.
As opposed to the NFL.
But I feel like rugby players are safer because they're allowed to drink while they play.
Well, the big difference
drink
is...
Drink what?
The big difference is that rugby, all the impacts are from behind.
Right.
Whereas the whole point of concussion, the film about... pardon me, madam.
She's giving you the bum rush there.
Hey-oh. I was like, wait a second. Like, really ripped, hot guys... From behind. All right, there we go.
Here we are. Hang on. Have you actually seen rugby players?
Yes.
Hot is not the term one could use. Toothless and cauliflower-eared, more generally accurate.
Yeah, I think more like Deliverance. But with a British accent.
I like that movie. Anyway, we saw a different movie.
We did. We saw Concussion, which is about concussions.
Sort of.
Stars Will Smith.
Who
desperately wants to be relevant again.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I'm not doing Independence Day 2. I'll do Concussion.
I am an actor now.
Because on Christmas Day, what does America want to see more than a film pointing a finger and screaming at the National Football
League? It's opening up against Son of Saul and Carol. I mean, and The Big Short. So cheerful week all around for everyone, kids.
And, of course, the third week of Star Wars, but still.
and the new Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh,
do
yeah,
not
never forget.
Forget
about that.
No.
A benchmark in filmmaking.
Never forget. True.
Here Will Smith plays... Well, this is a true story. He plays Bennett Omalu, a forensic pathologist who... basically discovered when he was studying this one football player played here by...
David Morse. I'm going to go out and...
Webster.
I'm going to say player. Immediately, before we do anything else, the issues with this film are the only reason that people haven't been talking about David Morse in award season. Because his brief portrayal of Mike Webster and his decline into basically... madness, drug abuse, and eventual accidental suicide is one of the best performances you will see this year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's in Concussion.
Yeah, the rest of the movie, not as good. But you find this guy, he's a hero in this town, and he's gone insane and dies. This isn't a spoiler. It's like first 10 minutes or so.
It's also a historical fact.
Spoiler for 2002.
These are also true stories.
Will Smith takes a look at the guy and cuts him up and goes, hey, there's some weird stuff going on here. And eventually comes up with a theory that repeated concussions do, in fact, lead to severe brain damage later on. Now, of course, the NFL wants nothing to do with this whatsoever, as you might imagine, because this would dissuade people from wanting to play professional football.
Which I was kind of confused, like, how they could believe that getting hit in the head repeatedly at, like, the force that they were getting hit in the head didn't affect them in any way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this happened... What year is it? 2015? This happened 13 years ago that the guy came up with this study, which is amazing. Which is an amazing story that... did not come across on the screen at all.
Ultimately, is not the world's most cinematic story.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, it's like you're expecting something more like The Insider, where it's like, oh, this guy's got the knowledge. He's got the smoking gun against the big corporate powers who, in The Insider, actually more or less try to kill him. And here, they're like, we'd appreciate it if you'd stop.
Football's great. This is Pittsburgh.
It's kind of
It is a cinematic story if you do it right. Now, the thing is that this is directed by Peter Landesman, who did Parkland. So this is a guy who likes doing films about autopsies. And it's a leap above Parkland, but it's still, I don't know, it's just not there yet.
It leaves a lot of things out. Like, it kind of leaves the cause and effect. Like, it's said repeatedly throughout the movie, one of his, Benedict Amalu's big things, as he's a pathologist, is not so much why people die, but how people lived that led mm-hmm. them to why they died. And so this movie kind of largely doesn't even really bother unmasking the point, like, well, how did we get here? Well, yep. We got here because of all the years of, you know, a football player they used to call it getting his bell rung, and they used to think getting your bell rung was not that big of a deal because bells eventually unring themselves.
Wait, is that how bells work?
Is that technically how that works?
Well, eventually they stop ringing.
Right.
Is the thing. And so, like, yeah, people, you know, plus it's football. It's America's favorite sport, and you've got to be tough and macho to play. And people are overlooking the fact that anatomically, as science grows and, you know, things like that, these football players are getting bigger and they're getting faster mm-hmm. and they're getting stronger, which means the hits are getting more and more violent.
And, yep, and they're encouraging it, right?
Yeah. And it's a sport that's never bothered to teach any kind of fundamentals. Like, you have a helmet, why not just hit a guy with my helmet?
Sort of thing. It's like, a helmet will protect me.
Well, I mean, the two of the things I love are roller derby and pro wrestling. The first thing they teach you in derby is how to fall, because you are going to fall.
Right.
And they go, how to fall so that you are safe. Whereas football kind of goes, hey, no, make it more spectacular. And even pro wrestling has, you know, most respectable promotions have gone, you know what, after Chris Benoit killed his wife and son, and they found out that this 38-year-old guy had the brain of an 8-year-old with severe Alzheimer's, maybe, just maybe, we shouldn't allow unprotected chair shots to the head. It's reformed the industry, and the NFL is still, you know, this is one of the things that, you know, this film wants to say really strongly that the NFL knew about this and turned a blind eye for decades, which it did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't quite say it forcefully enough.
No.
And if you're going to be insipid about this kind of event, then you're really causing problems for yourself.
Yeah, so it's kind of the reason. One of the big reasons why if you were to ask the NFL, like, it may sound like they're lying when they say, hey, we're not really worried about the movie. It's because they're not. This movie kind of barely scratches the surface. It's up against Star Wars.
They probably saw it and went, yeah, this isn't so good. We're not worried.
Yeah.
I mean, at the screening that I went to, immediately before, a representative from, I can't remember the name of the organization, but it's an organization for concussion awareness for children. She gave like a speech about, like, you know, signs of a concussion and how these kids, which they mention in the movie, start from 8-9 years old just ramming into each other, hitting their heads and stuff like that.
They show clips of them doing it too.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you think this is okay?
So I went into the movie expecting it to be so much more. And I'm gonna go ahead and say this was the worst movie I saw this year.
Wow, seriously?
Yeah, because it.
I need to make you see more bad movies.
This is worse than Pixels. At
you
least
get away with some stuff. No.
At least with that, you go in knowing it's not going to be. It doesn't have a message. There's nothing in it. But this completely missed the mark on so many levels. It shoehorned so many weird personal things into the story that didn't need to be there about Dr. Omalu without, and then there were like these horrible, like, Lifetime original movie style dramatizations of the football players reacting, you know, going crazy, save for the guy who was playing, Webster? Is that his name?
Mike Webster. Yeah.
Mike Webster.
Webster?
Webster! Webster! It was Emmanuel Lewis, right? And that was just pissing me off so much, because it was like, you have this real problem, and you made this piece of shit that was obviously like, maybe Will Smith can get an Oscar nomination.
You didn't think that 15 minutes where he met the woman who would end up being his wife, and they, like, their whole romantic tryst, you didn't think that was part central to the whole story?
Holy fucking shit. So this woman, who is a nurse from Kenya.
Gugu Mbatha Raw.
Wow. I wish that was my name.
She was in Belle.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Who the church was like, she has nowhere to go. Can she stay with you? Because she'll be safe. And then he fucking hooks up with her after she says like two words to him in the whole movie. That was pissing me off so much.
That is not what happened.
He didn't rape her or anything like that.
No.
But it was like.
She lived in his house for months.
She was there. Exclusively for him as a character in the story to humanize him in some way.
You're right.
Which completely failed. Like, yeah. I'm sure
because
they.
Because he was a Mary Sue of a male.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, what is interesting about this guy?
I don't know much about football.
I don't like football. I'm very good at science. I have all the degrees.
Then do that. Show us that.
Can we also point out that for all its failings, Will Smith is way better at Central African accents than either of you two.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he also had massive amounts of training.
I was not throwing my hat into the ring.
That was painful. That was Gujarat. Thank you. But yeah, he's trying so hard. Bless him. Will Smith is trying so hard. And like, but you know, I think the relationship stuff makes him way less likable.
Yep.
Because he's like, I don't actually love you, but I think you're okay.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, so
we
if this is actually a depiction
together.
Of your, if this is actually realistic, then we need to have some words.
I don't know. I didn't have any negative or positive feelings about the relationship. It was just milquetoast.
That was unnecessary. Yeah.
That was what was really annoying about this film is that it. Okay, I have a real problem with films that portray any kind of mental illness. In a just ridiculously theatrical light. And I think the scenes with the football players were fucking ridiculous.
Lifetime movies.
Oh my God. The way they shot, I don't know the football player's name, but the guy who ended up, spoiler for history, driving on the wrong side of a highway and crashing. The way they shot him fighting with his wife in front of his child.
Yeah.
It was almost like one of those like, Nightline dramatization kind of things, and then he fought with his wife. It was just such bullshit. And like portraying mental diseases like that, which it is, it's a mental disease, in such a shitty way, pisses me off to no
That's not
end.
Even really a disease. It's a severe injury.
It's a result of a severe injury
disability.
The symptoms are dementia-like, Alzheimer's-like, schizophrenia-like, multiple personality disorder, bipolar.
Other than David Morse's character early on, it doesn't spend much time focusing on the actual characters. It may have been a much better movie if they had taken one of these characters, gotten a really good actor to do it, and spent some time with them as we started to see him degrade. But the movie doesn't do that. It spends so much time on Will Smith, who is so ultimately dull as a character who's really, you know, I mean, like, you're like, here's these things about him. He's great at everything. Everybody loves him. Mm-hmm. He's determined to get the truth out there. There's only maybe 2 minutes of Will Smith's performance in this movie that's interesting at all, where he actually gets pissed off enough to scream at somebody. Mm-hmm. And if you saw the trailer, you saw that scene.
Yeah.
So what the hell? I was like, I didn't know about any of this stuff, so I'm glad I saw it in the context of, wow, I had no idea that this was as bad as it was.
Yeah, I mean, because I follow sports as much as I do, I was familiar with pretty much everything that happened, and I feel like it could have told an even more interesting story. Like, when people really started to pay attention to this, and they touch on it at the very end, was when a player named Junior Seau died. Junior Seau was Hall of Famer. He never had a diagnosed concussion his entire career, never missed a single game in his entire career, played 16 years, I think. He was from Mitsa when I was in the 90s, when I was a teenager. So he was one of the players that I looked up to a lot. And so he was the one, when he killed himself, that people really started paying attention to this whole thing, and people started to look into this doctor's research, and people started to like realize like, oh, this is, we shouldn't let our kids do this. We maybe shouldn't let anybody do this.
Yeah.
And so his story would have been interesting to pair with the research, and instead it's just a footnote at the end of this movie where it's like, oh yeah, this guy that everybody loved, that nobody thought was insane, nobody thought would ever kill himself.
Well, this feels just like The Pursuit of Happiness in the sense that it's a whole film designed to give Will Smith a pedestal to do some acting, except the script is so bad, you don't care. Mm-hmm. I think, like, watching this thing, I went, look, this feels like a TV movie. There's a few nice moments here and there. David Morse is good in it, but he's really not in it enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody I thought was out and out bad except for some of those Lifetime moments with the players, but... I mean, on the whole, Albert Brooks, Alec Baldwin, Arliss Howard, I mean, people are good in it, but it's not that great a script. And the fact that Sony excised sequences from this film, which I was worried they were like, they were taking facts out. And they were like, no, we didn't take facts out, just some of the more emotional scenes. Well, guess what? You can tell. Because this is really a thoroughly mediocre film. I'm going to give this 5 out of 10 deflated footballs.
This could have told a more interesting story, and it could have, it's an important story that I think needs to be told, and just kind of knowing as much about sports as I do, it for me, it kind of did have what might be the intended effect of, like, if I ever have kids, I don't think I'll let them play football, and that's kind of why people are against the idea of this movie, is because as soon as moms stop letting their sons play football, then that's pretty much the death of the sport. I don't think that's going to happen, really, but it's one of the things that people are afraid of happening, and you'll see it in this movie. People are like, don't take away my football. It's kind of an unfortunate reaction to an important story that, you know, I don't think football necessarily needs to go away, but this movie is not going to do much to forward the message that it wants to say. I would give it 3 definite concussions that I had when I played in high school out of the possible 10 that I may have had.
Whoa.
I definitely had 3 when I played in high school.
Sarah?
How many fingers am I holding up? I don't give a shit about sports, but I do give a shit about mental illness and injuries that result in mental illness and things like that. And I think this was just such a disappointment to the message of what it should have been saying, which it didn't even seem like it was really trying. And just, like, everything about it pissed me off. The score was horrible. There's something about Sony movies where, like, the score in dramas is just shit. It's just, like, crappy piano music. And I think this movie was brought to you by Mercedes. I love how there was, like, one scene.
There was
scene,
a lot of product placement.
There was one scene where he's like, I am saving all my money. So, like, he's spending all his money, or supposedly he's spending his own money on these tests and this research. He's driving a Mercedes E-Class, which is, like, the same exact car that the chief coroner or whatever the fuck that his boss was driving. There were so many things wrong about this that just, I was so angry when I left that theater. So I'm going to give it 0 out of 10 concussions that I got as a kid because I played violin.
The only thing I can say I disagree with you, the review is about it being worse than Pixels. Jesus. Taking the field is Richard.
Yeah. As your punishment now, go watch Gem.
Oh, okay. You know what? At least I would go into Gem knowing that it was going to be bad.
True.
So I put on a different pair of glasses for that.
Here. You didn't get a concussion in orchestra? You weren't doing it right.
You weren't sitting in front of the trombone player.
One. They let me loose with the Swanee whistle. I hate to pile on, but it's such a lost opportunity. I mean, this is mediocre, and this is a film that deserves a lot more than mediocre. And coming out around the same time that we get The Big Short, which is one of the best depictions of a true complicated life event that affects a lot of people, and is one of the best films this year. You kind of look at this and go, and
you really thought you could compete against those other films?
You could do something really fascinating with this, but it just doesn't. manage it. And I think it's kind of almost afraid to point the finger hard enough at the NFL. Because the NFL knew what was going on.
That's
the medical
very
evidence
apparent.
And that's all in there, but somehow it doesn't make that point tough enough. I mean, yeah, you can desperately feel Will Smith going, God damn it, I'm going to get my Oscar this time. He's not. There's so much that... Yeah, this is, I think, you know, lost opportunity is the perfect term for this. You know, I think we're going to have to wait for either a better take on the same story or somebody to finally get the right sorted out to the Chris Benoit story, which will be equally harsh for a lot of industries. But it does point out, you know, that the NFL is an industry. It's not it's a machine for making vast amounts of money and is extremely good at it. It makes that point, but it could have done it so much better, so much more fearlessly and so much more aggressively. I'm going to give this 3. This isn't football. Football is something where you kick the ball out of 10.
You kick the ball in football once.
No, you kick it once. That doesn't count.
They should have called this something like soft shoeing around the NFL's lawyers. Because that's like what it felt like.
That could have been
anything.
It.
Don't be too mean. Nobody wants to see you be mean against the obvious villains of the piece.
Yeah.